us here at the chapel and out there on Facebook Live. Just a couple of announcements about some events that are coming up. First of all, every year here at St. Mark's, I'm grateful that we participate in a local event called Walk for Warm. Say that 5 times fast. So Walk for Warm is a wonderful event run by Wayne. So that Wayne's Walk for Warm. Who am I thinking of? Oh, Elmer Fudd. Anybody? Wayne's Walk for Warm. Anyway, it's a wonderful event where gathered together on Sunday. First, it begins with a Thanksgiving prayer service that is interfaith. So all the local religious organizations get together to pray in Thanksgiving. And then following the prayer service, which will take place in Gilson Park, Gilson Square, over there in Willimantic by the Farm Bridge, immediately following that, we go on a walk. Now this year, because we're making sure we're safe during the pandemic, we're doing what we did for the steeplechase in the summer, the bike race, where you can just go onto Wayne's website, register, walk on your own, and then raise funds for the Walk for Warm. Those funds, whichever way you do it, either in person at Gilson Square or if you do it on your own, go to a great cause. The funds are used for people who might not be able to pay for heat during the winter. So Walk for Warm, all those funds are gathered together from all the various religious organizations, and then they're pulled together so that anyone who might not be able to pay for heat will be okay in the winter time. Last year, the fund raised $40,000 to help people in our local area. One of the fun things we do is if you do better in fundraising than the other organizations, you get this great little trophy. It's a golden shoe. We got the golden shoe in 2017, and we're getting it in 2020, all right? Let's get the golden shoe, everybody, and have a good time. All right, one more announcement here, very quickly. There is an Episcopal Church national program that's beginning in a few weeks called Sacred Ground. So if you have time, you want to go to the Episcopal Church's national website and look up Sacred Ground. It'll tell you all about it. There's a flyer out in the Norfolk on your way out today, and it's been advertised in your email. It's a course on anti-racism. We want to make sure we keep up the momentum in our land, making sure that we're doing the best that we can in our church, in our country, that we treat all of God's children properly and as well as we can. And so the program is a number of months long. It's a bit of a commitment, but if it's important to you and you have time, I invite you to go to the website, check it out, and see if you can register. We have a few people from our church already signed up. I'm one of the coordinators of our local region, so we'll be using the computer, as you do these days, to get together using Zoom, probably, as many of us do, and have conversations around this very important topic. Sacred Ground, see if it's something for you to join in. One last announcement. If you're joining us for the first time on Facebook Live or for the first time here in the chapel, we're doing things differently to make sure that we stay safe during the pandemic. If you have any questions about how we're operating, if you need anything, if something seems out of place or unusual, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me here today on Sunday, if you're here, or in the office. We want to make sure everyone is gathering